This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, July the 25th.
I am Marilyn West, and this is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today, we're celebrating two very interesting themes, National All or Nothing Day and Holistic Therapy Day. At first glance, they may seem like opposite ideas. All or Nothing Day encourages us to stop holding back, to stop standing on the sidelines, and to have the courage to go after the things that matter to us. And Holistic Therapy Day reminds us that as we take those steps forward, we also need to care for ourselves, to care for our minds, our bodies, and our spirits, because life is not always easy, and none of us should have to face every challenge alone. When I think about being all in, I don't only think about taking a leap forward to something new. Sometimes being all in means having the courage to admit that something isn't working and making the difficult decision to change direction. Carol Burnett said, "Only I can change my life. No one can do it for me." Those words are powerful because ultimately we are the ones who must decide what kind of life we want to build. There was a time in my life when I had to make one of the hardest decisions I have ever faced. When I was young, I fell in love for the first time. Like many people who are young and hopeful, I believed in the future. I imagined a time that when I said yes to an engagement ring, I'd be saying yes to marriage, and it would be forever. I believed that I was building the life I wanted. As life unfolded, I became a mother to my son Jason. I built my own business, and I worked hard to create a home and a future for my family. But eventually, I had to face some painful realities. For a long time, I tried to make excuses and convince myself that things would change. But eventually, I had to stop pretending. I reached a point where I understood that being all into a relationship isn't enough when you are the only person fully committed. It takes two people to build a relationship. And sometimes loving someone and wanting something to work doesn't mean that it can work. At that moment in my life, something I never imagined would be part of my life became my only option, divorce. It wasn't a decision I made lightly. It was frightening and it was painful. But I realized I had to be all in, not to save a marriage that could not be saved, but to save myself, my son, and the future we deserved. I had to sink or swim. I had to choose to swim. But being all in didn't mean doing everything alone. During that time, I was working 7 days a week to keep a roof over our heads, pay debts, and rebuild our lives. But I learned an important lesson. Even when we are strong, we need support. I took Jason for counseling because I wanted to make sure he had the tools and support he needed. And I learned to make time for myself, what I called me time. Every Friday, I went to the hairdresser. It was a small thing, but it gave me a chance to feel good about myself and step away from the pressures of everyday life. I even treated myself to a massage, which at the time was a completely new experience for me. Looking back, I realized those moments weren't luxuries. They were part of my healing. I also had a wonderful friend, Catherine, may she rest in peace, who listened to me cry my heart out. She comforted me, she encouraged me, and she reminded me that I would get through it. And I did. Life can be painful, but sometimes Through those painful experiences, we gain the greatest lessons. We learn our strength, our courage, and our ability to begin again. And that's where Holistic Therapy Day connects so beautifully with All or Nothing Day. Being all in doesn't mean pushing ourselves until we break. It means giving ourselves fully to the choices we make while also caring for ourselves along the way. Sometimes being all in means moving forward. Sometimes it means letting go. And sometimes it means accepting help. Support can come in many forms. It can come from a friend who listens, a counselor who guides us, a healthcare professional who helps us understand our needs, or someone who gives us tools to create more balance in our lives. That's why I'm so pleased that since the beginning of July, we've been getting acquainted with Michelle Strazzeri of Psychotherapy for You. Over these past few weeks, Michelle and her team have been introducing us to the many ways holistic therapies can support us through life's challenges, its transitions, and yes, its difficult moments. I look forward to continuing this conversation each Saturday and learning more about the tools and resources available to help us care for our emotional well-being, to help us create balance and make life's difficult days a little easier. The From a Woman's Perspective team is here this hour to share their thoughts, experience, and expertise to help us all do just that. Yes, we'll hear from our experts about health, wellness, relationship, hearing, accessibility, real estate, finance, and of course, I'll be here as your wardrobe doctor. And because this is the last Saturday in July, we're also going to have a very special conversation with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. Because Kevin Giffen has been a part of our From a Woman's Perspective family, sharing his knowledge and helping us better understand financial planning and preparing for the future. As Kevin moves into a new chapter, we want to thank him for his guidance and the wisdom he has shared with all of us. While this will be his final regular interview with us, we look forward to welcoming Kevin back from time to time to continue sharing his thoughts and experience and expertise whenever the opportunity arises. And his contact information will remain on the sponsor expert list. After one important message about organ donation, we'll get started with our conversation with Kevin of Full Circle Financial. So please stay with us and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Wetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is here. Good morning, Kevin.
Marilyn, good morning. Good morning to your listeners. Happy Saturday. All or nothing. Roll the dice. Take a chance. In investing, all or nothing typically refers to the high-risk gamble of putting your entire portfolio into a single asset or using binary options. It can also refer to a specific trading instruction. Understanding these concepts helps determine if they align with your financial goals. So you'll get all in, which in investment terms, we call it concentration risk. It's investing all of your capital into one stock, asset, or sector. The pros, if the asset skyrockets, your returns are massive. The cons, if the company fails or the sector crashes, you lose your entire investment. The reality, financial professionals broadly agree that balancing your risk through diversification, spreading investments across different asset classes like stocks, bonds, or managed assets, is vital for long-term wealth preservation. binary options, all or nothing schemes. This is a financial product where the payout is entirely based on a yes or no proposition. For example, a stock will be above $5 at a specific time. The reality is when the option expires, you receive either a fixed amount of cash or absolutely nothing. Regulators warn that these schemes are often closer to gambling than strategic investing. All or none trading orders. This is an instruction given to a broker to buy or sell a specific number of shares, but only if the entire order can be filled at once. Traders will use this to avoid partial fills, i.e. buying 50 shares when you requested 500, which can incur multiple transaction fees or throw off a broader trading strategy. Doing nothing as a strategy. Instead of constantly buying and selling in reaction to daily news, many long-term investors embrace a buy and hold strategy. The reality is, historically, panic selling or trying to time the market results in underperformance. Sitting tight and maintaining a long-term plan is often the most effective approach. It doesn't mean doing nothing. It just means that you're not driven by the emotional need to buy and sell. You're driven by a strategic need to adjust your portfolio for your needs. So if you're looking to build your own portfolio, you have to ask yourself some questions. What is your time horizon? How long until you need the money? What is your risk tolerance? In other words, how much up and down in the market can you endure? And then what do you need your money to do? If it's income, how much is a percentage of your assets do you need, and what is the mix of those assets between registered and non-registered? The mix of registered and non-registered assets will substantially influence the net income you receive. We can help you outline a diversified strategy tailored to your goals. As I talk to you today, today marks my final radio segment with Marilyn on Zoomer Radio. I want to take a moment to thank everyone at Zoomer for welcoming me and embracing my insight and experience in financial planning. Marilyn, I would like to thank you for the opportunity and for encouraging me to take part in this radio show, as I have truly enjoyed our discussions on the topics you chose and imparting my wisdom on those, to those around me. To everyone who listens to Zoomer, thank you for listening to me and my experiences and career as a financial planner. I hope I have encouraged you all to investigate the industry, to help simplify your life, and to take control of your future financially. If you ever wish to reach out, you can find us at fullcirclefinancial.ca or call us at 416-708-6229. Thank you for the privilege of listening to me and allowing me into your homes, your places of business, and your cars.
Thank you, Kevin, for being part of the From a Woman's Perspectives team. I know you're not going to be available for some time for some holiday, and we're definitely going to run your commercials and have the contact information, because Kevin isn't disappearing. He's just taking a step to the side. 416-708-6229. Do something today that your future self will thank you for. It's something that Kevin has encouraged people to do, and he will help anyone who wants to have financial peace of mind. 416-708-6229. Kevin Giffen, Full Circle Financial. Thanks, Kevin, and we'll speak again sometime in the future.
Thank you, Marilyn. Your listeners, have a great weekend.
None of us have to suffer alone. We can get help today. And on this Holistic Therapy Day, it's wonderful to have someone to answer our questions. We have Michelle Strazzeri from Psychotherapy for You. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Marilyn. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This weekend marks Holistic Therapy Day, and I'd like to spend a few minutes talking about what the word holistic really means. Sometimes people hear that word and immediately think of meditation, yoga, or natural remedies. And while those things can certainly be a part of someone's wellness journey, holistic therapy is really about something much bigger. It's about seeing the whole person. As a psychotherapist, I'm interested in much more than someone's symptoms. I want to understand their story. How are they sleeping? How are their relationships? Are they constantly under stress? Do they have people they can lean on? And are they caring for themselves, or are they always caring for everyone else? Because the truth is, our mental health doesn't exist on its own. Everything is connected. Our thoughts affect our emotions affect our bodies, stress affects our sleep, poor sleep affects our mood, our relationships influence our emotional well-being, and our emotional well-being influences every relationship we have. I often compare it to driving a car with one's tire that's low on air. The car will probably still get you where you're going, but the ride won't be very smooth. It can be much the same way. When one area of our lives is out of balance for too long, it eventually begins to affect the others. And that's why therapy isn't just about talking. Sometimes it's about learning healthier ways to manage your stress. Sometimes it's about setting healthy boundaries. And sometimes it's about processing grief. Sometimes it's simply having someone listen without judgment. One of the questions I ask people most often is a very simple one. How are you really doing? It's amazing how many people pause before answering. And it's not because they don't know, but it's because no one has asked them that question in a really long time. We're busy. We're raising families. We're building careers and caring for aging parents. We're meeting deadlines and we're trying to keep up with everything life throws our way. And sometimes along the way, we stop checking in with ourselves. So this weekend, I'd like to leave you with one simple invitation. Take 5 quiet minutes for yourself. No phone, no distractions. Just ask yourself, how am I feeling today? What's been weighing on me lately? What do I need more of, and what do I need less of? Sometimes those few moments of honest reflection are the first step toward meaningful change. Because taking care of your mental health isn't just about getting through today. It's about creating a life where you can truly thrive. And remember, you don't have to wait until you're overwhelmed to start taking care of yourself. Small, intentional moments of self-care today can make a meaningful difference tomorrow. As always, I look forward to hearing from you with your questions and segment ideas at questions@psychotherapyforyou.ca. Until next time, my friends, take good care of yourselves and of one another.
It takes courage to recognize we have a problem and to deal with it. And now we can take first steps with therapy support. Psychotherapy for You and the team will answer your questions. A complimentary consultation with one phone call gets you started. 289-205-3505. That's 289-205-3505. Or email contact@psychotherapyforyou. And this information, if you're driving, is on my website, marilyns.ca, under the sponsor expert list. You can get help to the life you want, and you can live your best life, and you don't have to do things on your own. The help is there. 289-205-3505, Psychotherapy for You. Thank you, Michelle. I hope that listeners do take your advice and start looking after themselves and know that you're there for them.
Thanks so much, Marilyn. I look forward to next week.
Whether it's anxiety, depression, relationship difficulties, grief, or you're simply feeling stuck, Psychotherapy for You is here for you online. Psychotherapy for You carefully matches you with a therapist best suited to your needs. Feel heard and empowered while learning coping strategies that can lead to meaningful change, all from the comfort of home. Reach out to psychotherapyforyou.ca. Professional online mental health services.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C. Next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for shorter long legs. A seating width of 18 inches. Ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great? Meet greater. Aerolux 2C. New from Travel Buggy.
Now, to help us understand how to deal with rosacea naturally, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic is here. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about some rosacea triggers and how to avoid them and our approach from a naturopathic perspective. So each person's rosacea triggers are really different, but we're going to talk about some of the most common ones. The first one is food and beverages, things like fried and spicy foods, drinks that contain alcohol or caffeine, even hot soups, and even foods that contain cinnamon, citrus, chocolate, and tomatoes. These are all high on the list of foods that can be triggers for rosacea. Sometimes I actually do food sensitivity testing for patients as well to see if there are inflammatory reasons why people are having food sensitivities that might be linked to rosacea, but certainly those are sort of the common ones that we see out there. Sun and weather conditions, certainly direct sunlight on the face during the hottest part of the afternoon, that could be a trigger as well. So I usually recommend wearing a broad-rimmed hat for extra protection, for example. Sunscreen is important. It's really important to try to focus on water-based, fragrance-free sunscreens that really don't irritate sensitive skin, because certainly with patients that do have rosacea, they often will have more sensitive skin. And like I said, the heat and the extreme weather can be a trigger. So, you know, sometimes if you're exercising outside or even if it's very cold or windy, this can actually aggravate rosacea as well. So reducing the impact by wearing, for example, breathable clothing is important, for example. Exercise can be a flare-up, especially if people are doing intense cardiovascular workouts. And, you know, so if it's definitely a trigger for people, we might want to change the routine to a more slower, more gentle exercise, for example, walking or yoga. And certainly for those people where heat is a trigger, skipping the hot yoga is probably also an alternative. Stress can be a trigger for people. And from a naturopathic perspective, there are many naturopathic supplements and testing that we do to address the stress issue. We can measure cortisol, for example. We can prescribe adaptogens and help patients with their stress levels, for example. Self-care is important. Staying hydrated, certainly during the day, is important. And looking at environmental toxins and chemicals, because rosacea is all about inflammation, both inside and out. And exposure to toxins and environmental chemicals increases inflammatory markers in the body. So we have to look at things like pesticides and produce, preservatives and chemicals in our personal care products to try to avoid them as much as possible. There's some research around supplements that help reduce rosacea symptoms, and we focus on things like probiotics, and there actually are some interesting probiotics that have recently come out that are focusing specifically on strains that affect the skin. So if people have any questions, they can certainly book an appointment. We can chat about that a little bit in more detail. And certainly proper facial care is important, using an alcohol-free cleanser, using oil-free moisturizer, preferably organic, of course, will improve our facial appearance. So for more information, if people have any questions about rosacea and treatments from a naturopathic perspective, they can give my clinic a call at 905-707-2001. And the website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
For any health issue, if you want to deal with it naturally, give Dr. Betty a call. She offers a complimentary consultation, 15 minutes by phone or in person. Just call 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
We all want to stay engaged in life, to connect with one another, and to assure that we can do that by hearing well, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto joins us. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. I wanted to share a happy story which happened just recently, and I have to admit, it's one of those cases that will stay with me for a very long time. After we had finished everything in the clinic, I walked outside with my new patient named Joanne and her husband while they waited for their Uber. Now, that probably doesn't sound unusual, but what happened next was she stood there quietly for a few moments, just looking around. There was cars, there was people, there's all kinds of noise that the city normally makes. Then she looked at me and said, "I'm waiting for it." And I said, "Waiting for what?" She said, "The assault." But then she stopped. She looked around again and said, "It isn't happening." And so that sentence has stayed with me ever since. So earlier that morning, we do as we always do, we started with a conversation. She told me about 3 years ago that she was involved in a serious car accident. Like anyone would expect, there were physical injuries. But then she said something that caught my attention. She told me she still remembered the sound of the collision. There was something about the way she said it that made me want to dig a little deeper. And so when we moved into the hearing assessment part of it, the hearing loss itself wasn't what surprised me. What surprised me was how differently each ear tolerated sound. And so as an engineer, those are the kinds of things that make me stop and think, because they tell me this isn't going to be a routine hearing aid fitting. So instead of simply making things louder, we had to build a listening experience that felt comfortable and natural for her. And so when we did that, something remarkable happened. I call it the light bulb moment. She relaxed. She smiled. She kept saying, "This feels different." But the real test wasn't inside my office. It was actually outside, standing on the sidewalk. For the first time in years, she wasn't bracing herself for the world around her. She was just waiting to be assaulted. But what actually happened was she was comfortable. She also told me something that I also wasn't expecting. She said she felt more confident with her balance as well. Now, every patient is going to be different, and I certainly can't promise any kind of experience for everyone. But moments like this remind me of why I love what I do. People often think our job is helping people hear better, and it is. But sometimes it's something even bigger than that. Sometimes it's helping someone feel comfortable in their world again. And that's why we never judge our success by what happens in the sound booth. We judge it by what happens after people walk out the front door. If there's one thing I'd hope people take away from this story, it's this. Don't assume that because you've been living with something for years, that's simply the way it has to be. Sometimes there are solutions you didn't even know were possible. And discovering that can be life-changing.
Anything to do with hearing, one call will get you solid information. Edmund Ivazian, 416-754-4327. That's Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund, for sharing that story.
My pleasure.
Often, we think that we have no way of meeting someone new, but I'm going to give you a reason to smile, because Cupid does exist here on From a Woman's Perspective. Her name is Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and she's here now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I had an interesting conversation with a client. I love my job because I get to talk to all these different people about different things. And one of the reasons they came to me is they said, "You know, Linda, I'm treating this as an investment." And so many people have a hard time looking at dating and meeting somebody in that way. It's funny because in all other aspects of our lives, we are discerning. When we go to buy a car, we just don't go and pick up any car that's sitting on the lot. We look at different models and makes, and we're discerning. It's not like a lottery. And dating is like that as well. You have to look at it as an investment. Instead of waiting to see what might come along, or you might be lucky enough to stumble across, you have to look at it as, I have these list of criteria that I'd like, and I'd like to intentionally date with people that meet that criteria. And I was really happy to hear her say that, because so many times people will say to me, "Oh, I didn't know matchmaking cost money." And I think to myself, it's interesting that you think that, because we have an office of 8 staff and myself. We're advertising on CTV, and yet you're a teacher or you're a nurse or you're a business person, and you would never go in and sit in front of a classroom of 30 kids for 10 months of the year and not expect a paycheck at the end of it. And matchmakers are the same. We have to put a roof over our heads as well. And of course, it costs money to advertise on network TV. Or for instance, last year we did a big run during the World Series of Baseball. those things all cost money. And the nice thing about joining the service is you're paying for quality. It's a qualifier. When you know someone's coming to the service and they've paid a fee to join the service, you know they're taking it seriously.
Well, I agree with you. And my mom used to always say, everyone who does good work deserves to be paid. Anyone listening who's ready to meet someone new, know that you can call 1-877-334-9041 today after 10 o'clock and have a consultation and understand what investment you have to make to get the right person and the right relationship. That's 1-877-334-9041. Misty River Introductions. Thank you, Linda, and have a great week.
Thank you.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
On this Holistic Therapy Day, it's good to know that we can look after our oral health and we don't even have to leave home, because denturist Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready has a dental clinic on wheels, and she's here now. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today, I'd like to share something that's often overlooked, the importance of replacing missing teeth and protecting the natural teeth that you still have. And our natural teeth are designed to last a lifetime. They help us chew nutritious foods and speak clearly and support the shape of our face and give us the confidence to smile. That's why, as a registered denturist, my goal is always to help people preserve their natural teeth whenever possible. If a tooth is lost and the space is left untreated, the neighboring teeth can gradually shift into that gap. And over time, not a very long time, it happens slowly and we don't notice. This can affect your bite. It makes chewing more difficult and even changing your smile. That's where a partial denture can make a tremendous difference. They don't just replace missing teeth. They also help support and maintain the natural teeth and keep them in their proper position. Whether you're missing one, two, or several, replacing those teeth can improve comfort, function, and overall oral health. One simple tip I share with my patients is to brush and floss daily. Keep up with regular dental checkups. And after meals, rinse with warm salt water for about 30 seconds. It's an easy habit that helps keep your mouth feeling fresh and supports healthy gums. If you're ready to take the next step, or someone you love could benefit from compassionate mobile denture care, I'd love to help. Visit me at dentureready.com or call me to discuss. 647-204-4478. I'm easy to reach and I'll guide you every step of the way.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Suzanne Salga, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across Southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Salga, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown is here. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's a pleasure to be with you. What I wanted to do for the next couple of weeks is really demystify some of the tests that we just take for granted and we talk about every day. So today I wanted to talk about MRIs. What exactly is an MRI and why do we use it? What's it for? Well, an MRI refers to magnetic resonance imaging. That's where you get the initials from. It's a non-invasive medical imaging technique that uses strong magnetic fields and radio waves to create detailed images of the organs and tissues inside the body. So it doesn't have radiation, which means it's a safer option, for example, than x-rays or CT scans, and it's particularly effective for imaging soft tissue, such as the brain, muscles, ligaments, and it provides better contrast than other imaging methods. The problem is it's hard to book an MRI. You have to fill out a form and answer certain questions, to be sure there's no metal in your body. Because it's using these magnetic fields, if you have any metal in your body, it can cause a lot of harm. So there is paperwork to do to book an MRI. And then in Canada today, there's a shortage of MRI machines. So it often takes a long time to get an appointment. But when we're looking at knees, for example, an MRI gives the doctor a guide or a map for what to do, where the soft tissue is damaged, and what kind of surgery needs to be done. So it's really an important test. It's used widely, and we shouldn't take it for granted. If you can get away with something that's less time-consuming, for example, a plain x-ray of your knee, that's great. But if you need it, an MRI is non-invasive. There's no ionizing radiation. You get high-resolution images, and you get really detailed reports. And that really helps with treatment planning and accurate diagnoses. The one thing I would consider or remind people that if you're claustrophobic, you may be uncomfortable because you're in an enclosed space, and MRI machines make a lot of noise, so you have to wear earplugs, which they give you in the hospital. And finally, those people with certain metal implants, such as pacemakers, are just not eligible for an MRI. So it's not right for everybody, but it's a really good test.
You've given us useful advice and clear language, and that's what you do in your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Thank you for demystifying the MRI. And anyone listening who wants a signed copy of Dr. Brown's book, you're welcome to call me at 416-504-6777 or log on to drvivianbrown.com, and it's also available in local bookstores, so you can just ask for it or log on to amazon.com. All you need to do is remember the name, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Thank you, Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Now, North Country real estate specialist Melanie Martin is here, and I think she's got a deal for us. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And actually, I do have a deal for you, but as I mentioned a few weeks back, I'm now representing this beautiful company called Discovery Dream Homes, which is a North American architectural design and build manufacturer. We specialize in a mix of residential homes, and we specialize also in timber frame construction or solid log wall construction or any modern traditional wood style construction. So because I'm representing this company as well, I wanted just to say they do focus on your design of your dream home. Now, if you're going to have a dream home, obviously you're going to need my deal of the week this week, which is going to be lovely to see if you can get up here. It's actually 18 acres, and it's on a road very close to Georgian Bay in the township of Tiny. The price is only $225,000 for 18 acres, and you're just a few minutes from Georgian Bay. This could be the place where you build your dream home. The taxes right now are very minimal because we don't have a build on it, but with your dream and my expertise, we're going to find you, we're just going to find you the dream. Now, I was going to say that there are considerations, and I would be looking into what the development fees are, what it costs to put a typical well or septic in, and any other hidden costs that you need to know if you're going to start that beautiful dream home. So maybe give Melanie a call here at 705-725-6439, and we'll build the dream together.
I can't believe that you said 18 acres here in Ontario in Tiny Township. I have friends who love to live there, and it's only $225,000. Seeing is believing, and I'm sure Melanie has other deals in her pocket. So give her a call and explore the possibilities of owning land and perhaps a home or your dream home in Ontario, just north of Toronto. Her number is 705-725-6439. That's 705-725-6439. Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you, Marilyn, and everyone have a lovely week, and call me anytime.
In broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of any property north of the GTA, but especially waterfront properties.
The only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock and a phone call. 705-725-6439 or visit CentralOntarioWaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin, right at home realty brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And today, on All or Nothing Day, I'd like to talk about something that affects not only the way we live, but also the way we dress. Many of us spend periods of our lives going all in. We devote ourselves to our careers, our families, or simply doing whatever it takes to get through difficult times. And that commitment can help us accomplish great things. But when life changes, our wardrobes sometimes don't change with it. I know that from personal experience. There was a time in my life when I worked 7 days a week. I was raising my son, running my business, and doing everything I could to keep a roof over our heads. It was a sink or swim period, and I was all in. My wardrobe reflected that reality. I had beautiful business clothes that helped me look professional and confident, but I didn't have play clothes because there wasn't much time for play. Not long ago, I shared the story of how my husband Sam took me to Florida with an empty suitcase. He wanted me to experience a different side of life. Together, we filled that suitcase with casual clothes, comfortable walking shoes, a baseball cap, and clothing for golf, baseball games, long walks, and simply enjoying life's pleasures. That trip changed more than my wardrobe. It changed my perspective. I realized there was room in my life for play as well as work. When I returned home, I expanded what I offered in my store because I understood that many women needed wardrobes for living, not just for working. I've seen that same lesson transform the lives of my clients. One client, Veronica, spent more than 30 years working in the financial industry. Every day she wore coordinated suits, jacket, and matching skirt or pants with matching accessories, and everything was organized and beautifully put together. Then she retired. One day she stood in front of a closet full of beautiful designer clothing and said, "Marilyn, I have nothing to wear." Of course, she had plenty of clothes for business. What she didn't have was clothing for the life she was living now. Together, we took her wardrobe apart and put it back together in a completely different way. We separated the jackets from the matching bottoms. We added a few casual tops, comfortable knits, and practical shoes. Then we started mixing and matching and layering. A blazer with jeans, a tailored trousers with a soft knit top and a denim jacket, a structured jacket layered over a casual outfit. Instead of seeing a suit as something that had to stay together forever, Veronica discovered dozens of outfits hiding in the clothes she already owned. I was happy to be able to show her that. Veronica moved from all or nothing thinking to flexibility. And that's a lesson many of us can use. According to the clothing industry studies, the average woman regularly wears only about 20% of her wardrobe. The other 80% sits in our closets waiting for some day that may never come. Imagine how much value is hanging there simply because we've forgotten to look at our clothing in a different way. Coco Chanel once said, "Fashion is not something that exists in dresses only. Fashion has to do with ideas, the way we live, what is happening." And I couldn't agree more. Our clothing should reflect who we are today, not who we were 10 or 20 years ago or even a year ago. So on this All or Nothing Day, perhaps it's time to spend a few minutes with our closet and ask ourselves a few simple questions. Who am I today? What do I really enjoy wearing? What still serves me? What am I keeping simply because it used to work? We don't have to throw everything away. We don't have to buy a whole new wardrobe. Sometimes all that's needed is a fresh perspective. A blazer doesn't have to be married to a skirt. It can top a pair of jeans. Dress trousers can work beautifully with a simple t-shirt or sweater.
comfortable flats and sandals or running shoes can replace pumps without sacrificing style. When we let go of all or nothing thinking, we make room for creativity, comfort, and confidence. And often, as we clear space in our closets, we're actually clearing space in our minds as well. That's one reason I believe organizing a closet can be surprisingly therapeutic. As we let go of clothing that no longer serves us and rediscover pieces that fit the life we're living today, we often feel lighter, more organized, and more optimistic. Creating balance in our closet can help us create balance in our lives. And on this holistic therapy day, it's a wonderful form of self-care. If you'd like help organizing your closet, you'll find my closet organizing instructions on my website, merilins.ca. Or if you'd like to learn more about how clothing affects confidence, communication, and the quality of our life, you'll probably enjoy my book, Marilyn Weston, The Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion. It's written in large print, available directly from me, and I'll gladly send you a copy that's personally signed for just $20. If you'd like to order a signed copy or simply have a chat, just give me a call, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. I am Marilyn Weston. I am the Wardrobe Doctor, and I'll gladly share my knowledge with you. And in a moment, I'll return as your host and speak with Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. So please stay right here and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
There are benefits to drinking water, and to tell us what they are, we have our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yep, benefits of drinking water, weight loss. Water may also help with weight loss if it is consumed instead of sweetened juices and sodas. Preloading with water before meals can help prevent overeating by creating a sense of fullness. It also helps our kidneys. Water helps dissolve minerals and nutrients, making them more accessible for the body. It also helps remove waste products. The kidney plays a key role in balancing fluid levels. These two functions make water vital to the kidneys. Every day, the kidney filters around 120 to 150 quarts of fluid. Of these, approximately 1 to 2 quarts are removed from the body in the form of urine, and the rest is recovered by the bloodstream. Water is essential for the kidneys to function. Sources of water. Some of the water required by the body is obtained through foods with high water content, such as soups, tomatoes, oranges, but most come through drinking water and other beverages. During everyday functioning, water is lost by the body, and this needs to be replaced. We notice that we lose water through activities such as sweating and urination. Water is also lost even when we breathe. Drinking water is the best source of fluid for the body. So when you get up in the morning, instead of rushing for the first cup of coffee, have a big glass of water first. Now, for a private complimentary consultation on how to get started on a healthy lifestyle, exercise, and nutritional program, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, christinethehealthcoach.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter for fitness tips. It's complimentary.
It's never too late to get started. And Christine is willing to share her knowledge. All you have to do is give her a call at 416-809-4084. Have your complimentary consultation and then understand the path that's right for you. That's 416-809-4084. Christine, the health coach. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
If you're going to renovate your home in any way, you can do it so that it has universal design and do it once and do it right and never have to do a do-over. The reason? Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility, an award-winning company that does it all. And he's here now. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. This week, I want to talk about one of our clients. His name is Joe. And he told me I had to come on the radio this week and talk about his customer service experience that he went through with Greater Toronto Accessibility when we renovated his shower for him. And at Greater Toronto Accessibility, we really want to go the extra mile. We want to give you the best renovation experience you've ever had in your entire life from top to bottom. And that's where we started with Joe. And it all starts with picking out all of your fixtures, your tiles. And actually, we go that extra mile. We go to the store with you if you need, help you select the tiles so you know that they're going to fit, you know they're going to work, there's no guessing. We also go to our plumbing supplier. We introduce you to our reps there. It's a great experience. And help you select the plumbing fixtures that are going to work inside of your shower. And they're built for a long time, and they're going to last a long time as well. So we've done that with Joe. We went to every single supplier with him. We picked the paint. We picked everything needed. And then we actually got to work. We did the job where we got to his house. We covered up all the floors. We protected the stairs. We put up plastic to make sure there was no dust that goes in the hallways when we're renovating the bathroom. And in 1 week's time, we took out a bathtub and a shower and replaced it with a barrier-free walk-in shower with his new plumbing fixtures, his new tile, and he was thrilled with the entire process from start to bottom. And at Greater Toronto Accessibility, that's what we strive at, and we're so happy that we can give Joe another great job.
So the best reno experience ever. And obviously you've been doing that because you're an award-winning company by Consumer's Choice. So what do you suggest if someone's sitting there looking at a bathroom and they need a bathroom reno?
So take me up like Joe did. He heard about us winning the Consumer Choice Awards on their website, and he gave us a call for a home assessment. So I can come to your home and give you something called the total bathroom check, where I come in, take a look, I come up with the design, I'll give you a price, and I'll show you the photos of probably a similar job that we've done because we've worked in so many bathrooms throughout these past 15 years to give you an exact idea of what we're going to take away and what we're going to put in place so you know what to expect. It's usually $69.95, Marilyn. I want to give it away for free for the first three callers this week. So please call me at 647-206-6409.
If you're thinking of any kind of renovation, it can be universally designed. Do it once and do it right with Greater Toronto Accessibility and Daniel Wiskin. The number again, 647-206-6409. That's 647-206-6409. And then you can have your home assessments for free. Just ask for it. Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks, Marilyn.
As we come to the end of our time together today, I hope that you take with you the message that being all in doesn't mean being perfect. And it definitely doesn't mean that every decision we make will turn out exactly as we planned. Because life, it doesn't work that way. Sometimes we give something our all and we succeed. Sometimes we give something our all and we learn a valuable lesson. And sometimes being all in means recognizing that the path we are on is no longer the right one, and we have to have the courage to choose a new direction. Earlier today, I shared with you a very personal chapter of my own life. I learned that being fully committed to a relationship isn't enough if both people aren't committed. But I also learned that when life forces us to change direction, we can discover strength we did not know we had. One of the most important lessons I learned was that going all in doesn't mean going through life alone. It means knowing that we can reach out to someone. It means accepting support. It means caring for ourselves while we work toward a better tomorrow. That's why the connection between National All or Nothing Day and Holistic Therapy Day is so meaningful. Research has shown that when people are committed and engaged in meaningful goals, they often experience a greater sense of purpose, satisfaction, and fulfillment. Giving ourselves fully to something that matters can help us build resilience and find meaning even when challenges appear along our way. But commitment does not mean ignoring our own needs. We can't continue giving our best to our families, our careers, our relationships, and our dreams if we don't also take care of ourselves. It's important, actually, it's essential that we pace ourselves, that we protect our health, and maintain the strength and energy we need to continue moving forward. Because being all in isn't about exhausting ourselves until there's nothing left to give. It's about caring for ourselves so we have the ability, the resilience, and the strength to fully embrace the life we want to live. And that is where holistic therapy can help us. It reminds us that our emotional, physical, and mental well-being are connected, and that caring for our whole person gives us the foundation we need to face challenges and to continue going all in. And that's why I'm so pleased that since the beginning of July, we've been getting acquainted with Michelle Strazzeri and the team at Psychotherapy for You. Each Saturday, we will continue learning about the many ways holistic therapies can support us through life's transitions, its challenges, and its difficult moments. Because whether we are facing a major change, searching for more balance, or if we simply want to better understand ourselves or be better understood, we can get support and guidance, and that journey can be made easier. Today, we also had a special conversation with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. And Kevin has been a part of our team, sharing his knowledge and helping us better understand financial planning and prepare for our future. As Kevin moves into a new chapter, I want to thank him for the wisdom, kindness, and expertise he shared with all of us. And while this was his final regular interview with us, I look forward to speaking to him again from time to time when the opportunity arises. And his contact information will remain on our sponsor expert list. I also want to remind you that if you'd like to connect with any of our From a Woman's Perspectives team, you can find their information on the sponsor expert list, which is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. And if you missed any part of today's show, you can listen again through the Zoomer Radio podcast archive. Just look for From a Woman's Perspective. Before we say goodbye, let's say thank you, because this program wouldn't happen without the help of the From a Woman's Perspective team and all our experts who generously share their knowledge and experience with our listeners. And thank you to the caregivers, healthcare workers, and everyone who spends their days helping others. Your compassion and dedication make a difference. And thank you to Ian, Duncan, and our production team. And most importantly, thank you to you, our listeners, for inviting us into your homes and into your lives every Saturday morning. And a very special thank you goes to everyone listening who learns and then takes action, who gathers information and makes informed decisions, and then have the courage to go all in to create the best life possible. And as we leave you today, I want to return to the thought we began with. Being all in doesn't always mean taking the biggest risk or making the loudest change. Sometimes being all in means choosing hope. Sometimes it means asking for help. Sometimes it means letting go of what no longer serves us and having the courage to begin again. Life will always bring us challenges. We can't control every twist and turn, but we can choose how we respond. We can choose to care for ourselves. We can choose to keep learning. We can choose to move forward. We can choose to live our best life. I am Marilyn Weston. Thank you for taking the time to spend part of your Saturday with me. You've been getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And please plan to join us again next Saturday morning at 8. Bye-bye for now.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.